And I'm Robin Young, and the full court press on both sides of the debate over President Obama's Supreme Court nominee is on. Republicans vowing not to consider the president's nomination of Merrick Garland at all. They say it should be the next president's choice, 10 months from now. But groups on the right and left have started ad campaigns. And yesterday, NPR's Nina Totenberg had an exclusive interview with President Obama. She opens her reporter's notebook for us now. And Nina, I'm sure you were pleased to have landed this interview. You also broke the story of the president's nomination choice, but you did not fall off the pumpkin cart yesterday. So you probably are thinking the president had a purpose here as well.
Absolutely. The battle is launched, and this was sort of the launching of the battle. And for anybody who wants to see the entire interview, we've posted it online. Mm-hmm. But the president talked a lot about Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pledge not to consider this nomination, which would mean in all likelihood that we wouldn't get a nomination until a new president is elected and sworn in next year. Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say.
You know, one of the most puzzling arguments that I've heard from Mitch McConnell and some other Republicans is this notion that the American people should decide. We should let the American people decide as part of this election who gets to fill this seat. Well, in fact, the American people did decide back in 2012 when they elected me president of the United States.
So, Nina, it sounds like the president is willing to go to the mat for this nomination. But what does that look and feel like? What's your sense?
Well, the White House knows that Republican groups are really more devoted to the idea of the Supreme Court as an issue than Democratic groups on the left are, even though they certainly support the president. But the president also knows that Republican groups and the Republican Party is in a politically difficult situation here. All the public opinion polls show that people think the president's nomination should get a hearing. And so he made clear, as he put it, that he's going to take his case to the American people. He's going to take advantage of this position. He cares about this nomination. Remember, he was once a constitutional law professor, and he's going to keep putting it to the Republicans because he's also made clear that Republican favorable reviews of Judge Garland were a significant factor in his choosing this person to be on the Supreme Court. So let's take a listen to what he said.
My simple pitch to them is be fair. Not to ignore politics. I'm not demanding that Republicans vote for Merrick Garland, but do not stop the process in its tracks. Because if you do, then the ever-escalating, ever-worsening problems behind not just judicial nominees, but nominations generally, are going to continue to make our government more and more dysfunctional.
Well, Nina, you have said over the years that it's really very hard to make the Supreme Court an election issue. Do you still feel that way?
Well, it is an abstraction. And what's true about this issue is that the people who really do care about it on the right and the left are already decided. They're not going to change their votes because of this. Maybe they'll turn out more, though. But I said to the president, look, I keep writing this. For my whole career, I've said maybe this time, and it never is. And he responded this way.
This year it may be an issue. In fact, I think it is in part because of the circus that has been the presidential campaign season so far. I think people already are troubled by some of the extreme rhetoric that we've seen in the presidential race. I think people already are troubled by the extreme gridlock in Washington. I think people already are concerned about excessive obstructionism that goes beyond principled disagreements but becomes a systematic no to everything. And when you then add to that a situation in which for the first time in anyone's memory, you have the head of the Senate saying, I won't meet with a nominee, I won't provide a nominee a hearing, I will not provide a nominee a vote. And that if, in fact, was maintained, would be the first time in the modern court where we would have a seat unfilled for over a year. That matters to people.
And part of NPR's Nina Totenberg's interview with President Obama. And again, you can hear the whole thing. We'll link you to it. But Nina, I want to clear something up. You said in the interview on Morning Edition that you'd been at dinner with Judge Garland on Sunday night, and he was telling people he didn't think he would be chosen. Okay, dinner, like, at your house?
No. Martha's Table is an organization that feeds the poor here in Washington, yeah. And every year it raises a lot of money by having famous chefs cook dinners at private houses all over Washington. And this was one of those dinners, mm-hmm. And there were about 30 people there. And all I can say is that Merrick Garland really knows how to keep a poker face.
I'm telling you, he was probably petrified the whole night. I'm with Nina Totenberg. I'm with Nina Totenberg. I can't tell her. NPR legal correspondent Nina Totenberg, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.